In our worldview today, the U.S. is sending advanced fighter jets to the United Arab Emirates as Yemen's Houthi rebels threaten to step up attacks against the country. The Pentagon has announced it is also sending the U.S.'s Cole to the region while continuing to share early warning intelligence identifying Houthi launch sites. The deployment comes in response to several drone and missile attacks on the UAE last month with the rebels backed by Iran. The country is part of a Saudi-led coalition that has been locked in a seven-year war to remove the Houthis from power. That's resulted in what the United Nations has called the largest humanitarian crisis in Yemen. New COVID infections in Tonga have forced the island nation to go into lockdown after remaining virus-free throughout the pandemic. Two cases were reported among employees working on the waterfront, where foreign aid has been pouring in following that volcanic eruption and tsunami last month. Officials say there's no reason to believe the cases are connected to incoming aid workers, though an Australian naval ship reported 23 COVID cases on board. The local government is pushed for contactless delivery to minimize infections. More than 80% of the population has been fully vaccinated so far. And Beijing officially kicked off its Olympic torch relay overnight with just 3 days to go until the opening ceremony. Former speed skater Luo Jiwan ran the first leg at the Olympic Foreign Park in downtown Beijing. The event was dramatically scaled back because of concerns of COVID infections. The relay will pass through three Olympic zones before it makes its way into the opening ceremony on Friday. Spectators have been banned from all events over the two-week event.